Did you know that you can go to see Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat? Did you know that? Did you know Lindsay Hately is involved? Did you know she's here, for heaven's sake? See, that didn't last long, did it?
Sorry.
It was just so short. Well, it is. It's a kind of a prelude.
It's a little prologue at the beginning.
That's all it is. Listen, firstly, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been wandering the streets of Ireland. Well, Dublin.
The warm streets of Dublin.
Oh, it's always like this.
Yes.
We do get very little rain here, as you can see. Firstly, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, you have been involved in this for quite a while.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I think people think I must have been doing it for the last 30 years, and that's really not the case.
No.
I was very lucky to be involved in it early on when it was at the Palladium back in 1991, with Jason Donovan, and that was a very sort of lavish mounted production back then, which was massively successful.
Yes.
Hence the album that song is from.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it since. And then last summer, I was asked whether I would go back to the Palladium, where they've got a new version of the show, and do special performances. So after 30 years, I went back and did the narrator again,
As a friend of mine would say, there's no harm in that. It also suggests that you're awfully well thought of.
That's very kind.
The association is very important.
I think with this particular show, you know, there's nostalgia is a very, very powerful thing.
I'm not afraid of nostalgia.
No, and on the back of the whole COVID and everything else, it was very well received and very overwhelming, actually. It was quite humbling to be back at the Palladium.
But you see, when you're involved in a show that's as big as Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, when it's something as special as that, that's quite a feeling, I expect, from your point of view. Because, hey, I'm part of this. I'm actually a major part of this.
Well, it is, and I think it's also, you know, when you've had life in between and to get the chance to then go back to something and you know, have a different sort of take on it is quite unusual. I mean, I've got a daughter and, you know, for her to come and see it, and it was like the one show that she'd always said, oh, I'd love to have seen you do Joseph, and, you know, things like that, and my mum and dad are still around, and for them to sort of come back, you know, it really has been, you know, very special.
No, and incidentally, this is quite a long run at the Bord Gáis.
It is.
Well, you see, shows come in maybe for a week, 5 days, 7 days, whatever heck, but you're running until the 27th of August.
I think, you know, I mean, it's a family show, and I, the school holidays and all the rest of it, it's the perfect show for families. I mean, and I know people, lots will have seen it many times before, but this particular version is something else. I mean,
sell it to me now. So here I am, and I've seen it 11 times.
Yes.
You're saying, you really should come back.
Well, I mean, obviously, because I'm in it.
I was just going to say, if you're in it, that's okay for
me. If I'm in it, then you've got to see it. I think it's also the fact that, you know, so often with Joseph, the children that are involved are very much just a choir.
Yes.
In this particular version, they are playing their characters, they are playing some of the brothers, they are very much integral to the show. The part, the narrator that I'm playing, this time around, I'm playing different characters, so I'm playing Jacob and I'm playing Mrs. Potiphar, and you know,
they're making you work.
They're making me at 51 work harder than I've worked in my life. For goodness sake.
Lack of respect.
But it's, you know, it's fantastic, and it's certainly it's a Joseph that you haven't seen before.
Well, that's, you see, that is, there's your difference.
Yes,
there's your difference.
Yeah,
and as you say, what a great way to spend a few hours in the summertime.
Oh, I think after the last few years, to just get this the kind of escapism is what people
is
need.
What it is.
Yeah.
We're very lucky with the Bord Gáis because these shows come to us, and to have a West End, the London Palladium production in Dublin, is a very big deal.
Yeah,
and we are blessed, you know.
And it's a beautiful.
No queuing at the airport. No.
No, I mean it is the most stunning theatre. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, and the audience response has been wonderful. You know,
and
I mean,
singing along.
Well, no, I mean it's interesting because I do have to say it's a different response to how the Brits do it.
Really? Because,
yes, and I actually thought it would be the opposite way around. I thought it would be
good at singing along.
Well, yes, and I actually thought there would be more participation, but quite the opposite. There's quite a sense of, I think they're so involved in it that when we get to the end, they suddenly go bonkers. But the rest of the time, they're kind of very sort of focused on the story. And there's a lot to take in.
Yeah. It's a hell of a story. Speaking of stories and your own story, because you have musical theatre is your thing, and I think about the fact, like Nancy and Oliver, and you've also played, who was the other one I wanted to mention? Roxy Hart.
Oh, one of my favourites.
So these roles, you're steeped in this.
I've been very fortunate that I've been able to be versatile enough to change the kind of roles that I play over the years, because it's very hard as you change and as you age. It's finding the right things that fit. And somehow I've managed to duck and dive and keep sort of changing it up. I remember there was one time in my life when my daughter was very young. I was doing Roxy Hart in the West End and then doing the school run in the day and sort of thinking, this is probably as good as it's going to get. And then I went from that to doing Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins, which was so completely different to Roxy Hart. And I think that's kind of kept the love for it for me, is that I've been able to sort of chop and change and
do you love it? You come across like somebody who just loves it.
I suppose nowadays what I love is what it gives to other people, more so than necessarily what it gives to me. I think
it's your job.
It's my job. It pays the bills and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And you know, things do change over time. But I love what theatre does. And when you see the kind of reaction that it's people's medicine, you know, it really helps. It really does. And that's great.
And also it does keep you young. There's no question about it, because you're out there, you're mingling, you're part of this world.
Yeah.
And you're working with people who are 20 and people who are older.
Particularly
perhaps.
In this job.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm jumping around like a lunatic with a load of 20-year-olds thinking, come on, Lynn.
I've seen you now and I think you have no bother jumping around.
Oh.
No, not at all. Listen, you've recorded I've Got Rhythm.
I have.
You have. We found it.
Wow.
The Gershwin jobby.
Yes.
Something else.
Oh, well, that was from a little while ago. I did a few gigs at like Ronnie Scott's and a few different places in London. And so a sort of like a jazzy musical theatre album was sort of was born.
I was in Ronnie Scott's once in my life, which is pathetic, once in my life. And I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Fabulous a room it is.
Yeah.
With the low lights, the table lights, having dinner, watching the musicians.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's just heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't see Lindsay there, but here she is now.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all day long, happy with my lot. Do I get that way? Look at what I've got. music. I've got my man who could ask for anything more. I've got daisies in green pastures. I've got my man who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more.
You are laughing at the
laughing
end.
At the end.
That's fantastic. I've got rhythm. Who was that with? Well, who are you playing with?
Dave Hartley, who is the most fantastic jazz pianist and has gone on to do just some of the most wonderful stuff. So, yeah, he was very heavily involved in that album and it was great to do.
He is... I know that name. I'm trying to think.
Oh, he's done loads of stuff.
Has he? Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Speaking of doing loads of stuff, this Jack Yarrow character.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Jack Yarrow and his amazing technical dream coat.
Yeah, Jack. I mean, you know, he was plucked out of college.
Joking.
To play the part.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he's wonderful. And you know what's amazing? I mean, I wish I had his ability to remain so incredibly calm and just, you know, nothing seems to faze him. He just, whatever situation he's in, for such a young chap.
Just going to say, he's only a young guy.
Yes, yeah, I think he's 24, you know, and literally, I mean, you can put him in any situation and he just rides the tide and he's wonderful.
But
really
it's interesting because with Joseph and the amazing technical of Raheem Coat and when Andrew Lloyd Webber chose, and Tim Rice, obviously, when they chose... what's his name?
Jason Donovan.
Jason, yes. Before. He was already a name.
Yes, yeah.
So he came to that, as the fellow said, fully formed.
Yes.
So when Jason Donovan arrived, bang, I've got a star, there's a name, and lights, away we go.
Yeah.
So quite different working with someone like Jack.
Absolutely. But then, you know, Jack had done the training and so he was already geared up for musical theatre.
I suppose.
Whereas Jason Donovan, you know, was a soap come pop star.
Pop star, yes.
And obviously, you know, was a massive star in the country at the time, so brought in the audiences. But there was a question mark as to whether he could do it or not.
But it
and
work,
actually, he really did. You
he
know
did.
I mean?
Oh, for sure.
He absolutely pulled it out of the bag and
Did you see the were you watching Neighbours? You didn't get a chance to see it.
You know what? I was, because the funny thing was, Jason has done a bit of this tour, and so he's been playing Pharaoh in certain parts of the country.
Has he?
And when that was being shown, we were sharing dressing room next to each other while it was going. He's like, Linz, have a look, what do you think? Because he wasn't sure whether it would come across very well. And
of
actually, I just thought it was great. I thought it was a very sort of a lovely way to, you know, end
but
something.
But the whole reaction to it has been phenomenal.
Wonderful.
People have just loved what it was.
And I think that especially for you, as going back to number one or something for him and Kylie. So.
Which is quite lovely.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. It ain't what it used to be, but I take your point. Listen, you're a Birmingham girl.
I am, yeah.
So you must be very proud of your fine city over the last number of weeks.
Well, yes, absolutely.
I know you weren't there.
I wasn't there with the big bowl, but yes, it's, a lot of good things come out of Birmingham, actually, I have to say.
Well, you're clearly one of them.
Well, me and Julie Waters.
Well, there is that. Whatever happened to him? Julie Waters, she's fantastic. But because when your city excels at something...
It does. And I think it's kind of, it's one of those places that just seems to keep reinventing a bit. I haven't been to Birmingham for a while, I have to be honest, just because my hometown is pretty much London these days.
Sure.
But my mum and dad still live in the same house that I lived in for 50 years. They've lived in for 50 years. And,
yes, with all your money, you didn't buy them a new house. Well, there we are.
That's how much money I earned. Be a musical theatre star,
maybe
saying.
Maybe you'll get the Eurovision in Birmingham.
Maybe
you'll get the Eurovision.
Maybe.
This show that's running until the 27th of August.
Yeah.
I presume you have... Today's Monday. I was away the weekend, so my head's fried.
Yeah, we do a midweek matinee, which is a Thursday, yes. and then a Saturday. But the rest of the time, it's one show a day.
It's a lot of work.
You know what? Here, it's actually a slightly kinder on the cast, because a lot of the venues that we've been to, we start on a Tuesday, which you think, oh, well, that's great. That gives you a Sunday and a Monday off. But then what you do is you do one on a Tuesday, two Wednesday, two Thursday, one Friday, two Saturday. So by the time you get to Sunday, you literally feel like you can't move.
That's right.
You know, with exhaustion. So it's this is quite a nice schedule here.
And plus the amount of time you're spending with us in Dublin at the Borgosh means that you're in the one place. It's a great thing. It's like you two going to Las Vegas. You just stay in the one place.
Exactly right.
Which is fantastic.
Yes.
As opposed to on a bus, away we go again.
It's lovely for us.
Are you enjoying Dublin? I hope you are.
Very much. I mean, actually, yesterday was the first time my husband arrived on Saturday. And yesterday was the first day that I actually had time to start having a little mooch around. So I haven't seen loads of it yet, certainly plan to. Yes.
You have time. Joseph is running until the 27th.
I know.
Might stop you from leaving. Might make you stay. Listen, it's a great show. I didn't get to see yours yet because I wasn't around last week, but I have to see it. But I can until the 27th. And it's the usual story. Borgosh, you give them a shout.
Yeah, I mean, I think all I would say is, if you've seen Joseph before, you haven't seen this take on it.
But I think that's the point.
It's wonderful. Obviously, everyone knows the music. All of that is what you expect. But it really is the West End coming to Dublin,
and that's what we love.
We're very proud.
And the Borgosh and why it works so well. So, Lindsay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I want you to have a little Jacob in Egypt.
Okay.
Yourself, and then we'll always have a sing song. Then where we'll all hold hands and all sing "Any Dream Will Do."
I'll leave that for you.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Listen, keep well, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat Borgosh Energy Theatre running until Saturday the 27th of August. I have a winner to announce this competition. No, there's always something else. You do what you can and then they fling something else at you. It never. You don't have to be told. Brian Byrne was the answer to our competition. Well done. And that's Brendan Coughlin, who's in Ballinlock in Cork. Well done, Brendan Coughlin. Ballinlock in Cork. And you are getting those tickets for that show that we are talking about, which is The First Child. So well done. I can't give you tickets for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat because we haven't been offered any yet. But we might. You never know. There might be a pair.
There might be some,
just two.
Somewhere.
Because I'd say the demand is fairly high for this. I'd say it's going rather well. I expect it is. So anyway, there it is. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Borgosh, 27th of August. Bar driving around the country with a banner on the back of my car. There's very little else I can say.
No, that's a wonderful plug. Thank you.
And is your husband staying over, by the way?
Yeah, he's staying for a week. Well, he's staying for this week.
Right.
And then I've got, one more week.
Nice. Yeah, we get to send them off. Here she is. Now, that's Lindsay Hitley, and you know what's coming now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Have you got your scarf? Got your hands in the air? Here we go.
I closed my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew.
Dream will do.